This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Since 1919, twice a day, bankers have been gathering to come up with the official price of gold, first in a room in London, later by telephone. It's called the London Morning or Afternoon Gold Fix, and it sets prices for gold around the world. It's worked for 94 years, but the process is now under scrutiny by regulators in Britain. Liam Vaughan is one of the reporters at Bloomberg News who started asking questions about a gold pricing system that's been ticking away for nearly a century.
Hi.
So the price of gold is fixed in the morning and the afternoon in London by what, a bunch of banks?
That's exactly right. It's set by five banks. There is a conference call. It can take anywhere from kind of 10 minutes to more than an hour. What broadly happens is that representatives from these five banks come together and buy and sell gold bars. And then once they've kind of found a price in which supply meets demand, that will be the price of gold for that day, and that gets published. And that's known as the London Gold Fix. That price is then used wherever there's kind of a benchmark.
So it has global repercussions, this fixing of the gold price. And what you and your colleagues have noticed is there's a lot of trading that goes on in gold as the meeting is progressing and ending. And it's typically trading that seems to know where the price of gold is going.
So the idea is that, you know, very early on this kind of fixing call, you will get a fair idea of whether gold is likely to go up or down. And if you were in receipt of that information, that would be useful because, you know, you could make a bet on that, and it takes a while for the actual price to get announced. So the nature of our piece is essentially just looking at that system and looking at whether it's entirely fair for this kind of certainly price-sensitive, if not confidential information, to be in the hands of these banks before everyone else when these banks are also allowed to trade.
Liam Vaughan, Bloomberg News in London. Thank you very much.
Thank you.